From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. European leaders are discussing Greece's fate. The country no longer has access to bailout money. The bailout program expired yesterday, officially putting Greece in arrears. Joanna Kakissis reports from Athens. Greece may reconsider a financial proposal it refused last Friday.
Greece missed a debt repayment to the International Monetary Fund yesterday. But now that the bailout has expired, Greek banks are very close to collapse. Economist Platontinio says the European Central Bank had been using Greek government bonds as collateral to finance the banks. Now that collateral may be worthless.
So that would mean really big problems for the banks. The amount of money that the banks have on which they can lend will almost disappear.
Banks are closed at least until next week, with withdrawals limited. The Greek government will also hold a July 5th referendum on austerity, which some view as a vote on the euro. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis in Athens.
President Obama will discuss improvements to the Affordable Care Act today on a visit to Tennessee. NPR's Scott Horsley says the president's remarks come after the Supreme Court upheld a key provision in the health care law.
Now that his signature health care law has survived its latest challenge at the U.S. Supreme Court, President Obama is going back on offense, urging more Americans to sign up for coverage in the coming year and urging the states that haven't taken advantage of the law's opportunity to expand Medicaid to do so. Tennessee is one of those states. Expansion there would mean health care coverage for another 280,000 people in Tennessee.
NPR's Scott Horsley. Hundreds of bus drivers in Milwaukee say they're halting work for the next 3 days. Attempts to reach a new contract with the local transit system failed Tuesday night. Chuck Kornbach of Wisconsin Public Radio says the work stoppage could affect about 150,000 riders.
The Amalgamated Transit Union says the Milwaukee County system wants to add too many retirees as part-time drivers who would not receive benefits. After a federal mediation session failed to bring a deal between the two sides, union president James Macon announced the 3-day walkout instead of a potentially longer strike.
We don't want to basically inconvenience our passengers, but we have to basically put it out there that we tried to meet with the county and try to work something out.
The Milwaukee Transit System says it made a late offer to cap the number of part-time drivers and that the union is punishing county residents who rely on bus service. For NPR News, I'm Chuck Kornbach in Milwaukee.
Authorities in Egypt say the death toll is at least 50 soldiers in a complex attack in northern Sinai today. Islamist militants assaulted several security checkpoints. The attacks come after Egypt's top prosecutor was assassinated in Cairo 2 days ago. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. The highest-ranking woman at Toyota has stepped down from her post. As NPR's Elise Hugh reports, the resignation comes after American Julie Hamp was arrested on suspicion of importing drugs into Japan.
As head of global communications, Julie Hamp was the most senior female executive at the world's largest automaker. But Toyota said today, after considering concerns of stakeholders, the company accepted her resignation. Japanese police arrested Hamp after customs officers intercepted a package addressed to her that contained 60 tablets of the painkiller oxycodone. It is illegal to bring into Japan without special permission. Hamp is currently being held in Tokyo, awaiting a possible indictment. She hasn't spoken publicly since her arrest. Elise Hugh, NPR News.
First Lady Michelle Obama hosted a group of 50 Girl Scouts at the White House last night. They were camping on the South Lawn. As the evening got underway, the Scouts were suddenly joined by President Obama, who asked what they were doing camping in his yard.
What are you guys doing in my yard?
However, it rained heavily overnight in Washington, D.C. When thunder and lightning broke out, the Girl Scouts were moved indoors to a White House conference room. The U.S. women's soccer team defeated Germany last night at the World Cup tournament in Canada. The score was 2-0, and it means the U.S. will advance to the championship game on Sunday. They'll play the winner of tonight's semifinal game, either England or Japan. 4 years ago, the U.S. lost to Japan in the World Cup title game. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.
Support for NPR.